This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Diane Mahon, as personal representative of the estate of Neil J. Mahon, respondent, via Marcus Rachel Jr. and the Mahon Rachel Law Firm, appellants, decided November 26, 2024, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Diane Mahon, as personal, number ED112669, representative of the estate of Neil J. Mahon. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County Versum. Cause number 24SLCC0435, Marcus Rachel J.R. and the Mahon Rachel Law Firm. Honorable Christine A. Kerr, appellants. Filed November 26, 2024. Introduction, appellants. Marcus Rachel Jr. and MSAR Law Firm. Appeal the trial court's denial of their motion to compel arbitration and stay proceedings. They raise 3 points on appeal, arguing that denial of the motion to compel arbitration was error because Decedent and Rachel had an arbitration agreement they agreed to delegate to an arbitrator threshold issues of whether and which of their claims were subject to the agreement, and they had two independent bases to enforce the arbitration provision. We affirm the trial court's judgment. 2. Factual and procedural background. Neil Mahon, decedent, and Marcus Rachel Jr., Rachel, formed the Mahon Rachel Law Firm, MR Law, as a general partnership in 2009. There was no written partnership agreement, and decedent and Rachel were the sole partners. In that same year, both partners took out life insurance policies with initial death benefits of $10 million on each policy, both of which listed MSAR Law as the sole beneficiary. In 2011, both partners joined with three other attorneys to form the law firm Mahon Rachel Hartley French & Mudd, LLC, MRHFM. Upon creation of the new firm, Decedent and Rachel signed MRHFM's operating agreement in their individual capacities and in their corporate capacities as managers of MRHFM. There was no written agreement between MR Law and MRHFM, nor did Decedent or Rachel sign the operating agreement on behalf of MSAR Law. MSAR Law continued to exist as a general partnership, although they stopped taking on new clients after that time. MRHFM took over the payments of the premiums on both life insurance policies. While Rachel's life insurance policy was changed so as to name MRHFM as the beneficiary rather than MR Law, the beneficiary on Decedent's life insurance policy was never changed from MR Law. Decedent died on July 16, 2023. Shortly thereafter, Decedent's life insurance policy was paid out to MSAR Law. On January 29, 2024, Diana Mahon, as personal representative of the estate of Neil J. Mahon, estate, filed a petition against MR Law and MR Law's general partner, Rachel. The petition alleges several claims against MR Law arising out of MR Law's retention of the $10 million proceeds of Decedent Mahon's life insurance policy, including tortious interference with contractual rights, tortious interference with a business expectancy, unjust enrichment, and breach of fiduciary duties. The estate alleges that the life insurance proceeds paid to MSAR Law should have gone to MRHFM because it paid the premiums on the three policy for over a decade. The estate further alleges that under the operating agreement, the parties agreed that the life insurance proceeds were to be used to purchase Decedent's ownership interest in MRHFM, but that because the proceeds are being withheld from MRHFM by MR Law, the estate is only entitled to $1 million under the provision of the operating agreement that controls what happens in the event the life insurance proceeds are unavailable to MRHFM. In response to the estate's petition, MR Law filed a motion to compel arbitration and stay proceedings, which sought to enforce the arbitration provision in MRHFM's operating agreement against the estate. After hearing arguments, the trial court denied the motion to compel. MSAR Law filed this interlocutory appeal pursuant to Section 435.440, which states that an appeal may be taken from an order denying an application to compel arbitration. One, for the sake of clarity, we note that there are 7 distinct legal entities involved in this case. Mr. Law, Rachel, in his corporate capacity as general partner of MR Law. Decedent in his corporate capacity as general partner of MR Law. Rachel in his corporate capacity as manager of MRHFM. Decedent in his corporate capacity as manager of MRHFM. Rachel in his individual capacity, and decedent in his individual capacity. MRHFM is not a party to this case. Discussion. In their first point on appeal, appellants argue that the circuit court erred when it denied their motu in to compel arbitration and stay proceedings because appellant Rachel entered into the agreement containing the arbitration provision in his individual capacity, thereby making the operating agreement